Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We're going to get more reaction now from a powerful teachers union on the latest CDC guidelines to reopen schools. The guidelines came out last Friday and include social distancing, masking, and weekly COVID testing for all staff. Notably, the CDC says vaccinating teachers is not required for schools to reopen, and that has been a flashpoint for teachers' unions. Joining us now is Becky Pringle, president of the National Education Association, the largest educators union in the country. Becky, welcome, and what's your position? Should teachers be vaccinated before reopening schools?
Here's the reality. For 11 months now, educators, parents, and students have been waiting for the federal government to step up and do their job and provide us with the resources so that we can reopen our school buildings safely and equitably. We have yet to get those resources. So they rightly are wanting that extra layer of protection for vaccines. But also, I will point out, the director of the CDC, Dr. Walensky, talked about prioritizing educators in getting the vaccine. Right now, we only have 25 states that have prioritized educators.
What's the consequence of that? Because where I live in Arizona, teachers are getting vaccinated. We checked in with teachers in Ohio 2 weeks ago. They were just getting vaccinated, and they were thrilled. And yet, as you say, many states, they're not yet on the list. What's the result of a patchwork like that?
For the CDC to actually say in the guidelines that teachers should be prioritized, of course, President Biden has been calling for that as well, and we continue to advocate for that. So we're hopeful that together we will be able to get those other states to prioritize educators. And the other thing that we're very hopeful around the president's plan is that he not only is working directly with state departments of health and state departments of education to distribute the vaccine in a much more organized and effective way and equitably, and that's a real important part of the plan. But also he is working really, really hard to increase the production so that as we get to that level, that 1B level for educators, that we actually have the vaccine to give them.
Becky, I know you're aware that there are scientific studies that say schools that have reopened have not contributed to major problems with the virus, even though it might be raging in the community or widespread in the community. What is your take on that? Is that not reason enough, information enough, to get almost all schools back reopened?
So I'm glad you brought that up, Peter. When we talked with CDC about that, but one of the things we asked them was, what communities have you gotten studies from? Have you done those in-depth studies in all the different diverse communities that our students go to school in? And they did acknowledge that they had not done studies in all of those areas. And one of the areas that we're most concerned about are very densely populated urban areas where we know we have issues of equity and access. We know that this pandemic has disproportionately impacted Black and brown and indigenous communities. We already know that. And all of the crises it's spawned, the economic crisis, the healthcare crisis, and they are also more likely, Peter, to go to those buildings that have been crumbling, where we have not, as a country, taken on school modernization, which we've been fighting for decades. We need to have the kind of deep research done in those areas. And the CDC has indicated to us that they are going to continue those studies.
I see.
We cannot take one piece of it and not all the other pieces to keep our students safe.
I've spoken with many teachers in the past year who are very concerned that their students are falling far behind because of all of the remote learning that's happening. They're not with their classmates. They're not in the classroom. Some districts now are considering extending the school year into the summer. What are you hearing about that? Do you support something like that?
We have to think about this in a more comprehensive way. How do we extend the learning, not only through the summer, but throughout the next year or couple of years? How do we do the kind of intense work that we know we have to do academically? And how do we address the mental health issues, the social-emotional growth, students not being together, students not being with adults as they're learning? How do we address those things too? So we're thinking about it holistically. We're reaching out and partnering with other organizations. We're bringing groups of educators together with parents and mental health experts to actually put together a plan of action that will begin to bridge those gaps that we know exist.
All right. And in September and August of this fall, when the next school year starts, where will we be? Do you expect most schools in this country to be open for in-person learning?
So it's hard to predict that, but if we do this, if we continue to follow the science and work as the community that we need to work together as, then I absolutely believe that we can reopen our schools to in-person learning. We can keep them open safely, and we can learn from this year and address those deep-seated societal inequities in a way that actually will make sure that every one of our students has what they need and they deserve.
Becky Pringle is president of the National Education Association. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much, Peter.